Hello, I'm Tyrese Burton, owner of Mine's Mobile Oil Change. And I'd like to welcome you to the Mobile Oil Change podcast, in which I'm also the host. Now, this is the only podcast on the internet, on the airwaves, that's dedicated to owning and running a successful mobile oil change. So whether you've been in business for a while or you just started, let's get started.
What's up? What's up? Tyrese, welcome back to another episode. And let's get to the question everybody wants to know. How much does it cost to start a mobile oil change? And that's a good question, but it's a hard question to answer because, I mean, it's like, what are you trying to start? Like a world-class operation? Or are you trying to franchise? You trying to, you know, start something that you can make a couple dollars on the side? I've seen mobile oil change operations running out of Nissan Sentras and Acura Integras. I've seen a guy running a whole mobile shop out of a mobile home. Big mobile home. He's working it, you know? So when it comes down to startup costs, it's kind of like, how much do you got? What are you trying to do? You know, if you want to know how much oil you're going to need or how much oil going to cost, obviously oil is going to be cheaper if you buy it in bulk. If you're buying it from your local place, then you might be able to work a deal of them. But ideally, you're going to want to get a couple quarts of different couple kinds of oil, at least one or two oil changes worth. So that's a couple hundred dollars right there. The tools. Most of you are probably already in the industry some type of way, home or working at some place, so you probably have the basic tools. So you might not have to spend a lot on tools. Okay, so let's say another $100. Your business entity, depending on where you are, is going to cost a certain amount to get your business structured a certain way. Whether you decide to go LLC or sole proprietorship, they have different fees associated with them. Your website, marketing. So then again, you're looking at another couple hundred dollars for the business entity, another couple hundred for marketing. Your vehicle, what type of vehicle are you going to use? Some people, again, like I said, running out of cars. You know, some people running out of vans. Some people are going out and buying or financing the latest modern van. So, and then it's going to come down to equipment. Are you going to jack the car up and drain the oil? Or are you going to evacuate the oil out through the pumping system? Because the pumping systems at the lowest end is going to cost you $20-$30 for something that may work enough times to get you started. And if you go high end, it can cost upwards of $30,000 to $40,000 on a evacuation system. So with that being considered, we still haven't gotten into your business cards, your uniform, working capital. You're going to have gas money. You're going to have other supplies like brake fluid, wiper fluid, operating costs. So it's going to be more a matter of operating costs versus starting costs. Because again, like you said, some of you guys can start right now with only spending less than $500 and using what you have already. Some of you are going to have to spend a couple thousand dollars, again, still using some of the things that you have already. And some of you are going to choose to go, you know, a route that's going to cost more. You know, some people will choose to wrap their van. as opposed to lettering it. Some people will just stick a magnet on their van. Some people want an 800 number. So there's a lot of variables involved in startup costs. So if someone were to come to me and say, you know, how much does it start to start a mobile oil change? Then just the ballpark figure, I would have to say between five, starting at $5,000. And I'm not going to put a cap on how much it costs because that person may have $10,000, $100,000, $500,000 to invest in their business from the beginning. And if I say 40, then they're like, oh, wow, I can go on vacation with the other 400. No, you can't. So that's how I feel about the starting cost of starting a mobile oil change, you know, because marketing is going to be important. Again, oil supplies, you're going to have to find a good supply of oil. And operating costs are what's going to be the question. And what are the operating costs that you're going to, you know, have to maintain in order to keep in business moving forward, you know, because starting up, it's just a matter of a one-time investment. You know, you can start up right now with $1, and then what did you really start with? Your insurance next month is going to be automatically come in. So whether you do any oil changes or not this month, you're still going to have to pay your insurance next month. So operating costs is going to be expensive. You're still going to have, not expensive, but that's what we're talking about. You're still going to have to run advertising every month, whether you're making enough to cover that advertising or not, you know. So that's one thing you're really going to have to consider versus just starting costs. I want you guys to think about operating costs. Just tuned in to the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. If you found this information useful, then tune in next week. And if not, then I'm sorry for wasting your time. The Mobile Oil Change Podcast. The only podcast on the internet dedicated to owning and running a mobile oil change service.